Welcome into the playlist. You just heard Jan with How to Beast. For more information on the band, go to janforthepeople.com. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with Eva from Shell. And it's really interesting because she's entering the Shell already, but yet she's part of Shell. So a little double Sheldom headed at you. But before we get into that, how about we hear Mean Creek with Young and Wild. Now, Young and Wild is a song all about connections and growing up and how you leave your mark on life and how other people around you help shape to become the person who you are. So when you are young, you are definitely wild because I guess you don't understand kind of life growing up. You're just kind of flying by the seat of your pants, which is great at times until you look back and you're like, why did I do that? So for more information on the band, go to mean-creek.com.
I want Hey, what's up? This is Eva from Shell. I'm talking with Turtle, and then you're going to hear one of our songs, Paint My Life.
Is this my real life or some wounded fool's fantasy? I remember a colorful light, it once belonged to me. Until I painted my heart in white light. They seemed so harmless at the time. Find an answer to love that has no trust in books with empty pages covered in tomorrow's dust. When did my world become some empty place? I'm just an ivory statue on display. Paint my life with color.
And you just heard the song Paint My Life by Shell. And with me is Eva. What's up?
Hey, not much. How are you doing, Turtle?
I'm doing good. You know, it's really weird. And maybe, you know, you're over there in Nashville, so maybe you have a better understanding of this. But, you know, now that we're in October, it feels that it's even hotter, you know, and it's probably hotter than the summer. And you would figure that October, it would be colder, right?
You know, that's funny. It actually is cold here. And I was not expecting that, but it's been rainy and it's been overcast and I've had to pull out my wool jacket. So I'm kind of digging the weather over here right now.
Oh, I'm so envious. Here in LA, it's just, I guess we don't have seasons here. It's just, it's either hot or it's kind of cold, you know?
So it's the nasty hot weather in the fall then.
It's all right weather in the fall. Like it's bearable. The worst I think is August and September, but now I'm starting to think October is kind of getting to getting on my bad side, you know.
Fair enough.
So this is really great because I am actually talking with Amazon's Artist of the Rise. How did you guys get that?
You know, I think it was just one of the opportunities we were shooting for when we released this album, and we felt really, really lucky that they accepted us. And And actually let us do a promotion on there, so we're really excited about it.
What I found really interesting about you is that you are currently mastering the cello, and you play a mandolin as well, right?
I do, yes.
I'm very curious as to kind of why you picked those instruments, because, you know, usually when you're starting out, a lot of people, they gravitate towards like the piano or the guitar or a drum. Did you gravitate to those first and then work your way up?
Not really. My dad was, my sisters and I all started with different instruments, and it was really random, the selection process. But I remember my dad going to a music store when I was 10, and I was with him, and there was just a mandolin on the wall for a really good deal. And he said he would buy it if somebody would learn it, and, you know, I said I would. And I hated it at first, but I really grew to love it. And it's been great. It's so small and compact. You can take it on an airplane without any problem. And my best friend now, so I'm happy about that.
Tell me about mastering the cello.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so far from mastering the cello. It's kind of funny, but I love playing it. I've just been studying for 2 years now with a professor at Colorado State University named Barbara Dean, and she is an incredible teacher, but she's very into the technique required to create beautiful sounds. And so I absolutely love studying with her, and it's been a fascinating process. It's actually changed the way that I even look at my technique on mandolin as well. And I've been studying the cello suites by Bach, and it's great study. It's just a great study. A Bach, I suppose, is a great study for musicians, but this has been opening up my mind a little bit. I love that.
It's really strange, because I would figure with your background with the mandolin, a cello is essentially just kind of a more grown up size of a mandolin. Am I correct in that assumption?
You know, it is. The spread's a bit bigger. It's also, you know, cello is G-D-A-E, and cello is C-G-D-A. So it's really close. And there's a little bit of adaptation you have to get used to, obviously, the intonation. But it's not too far, not as far-fetched as I thought it was going to be.
Now, speaking of processes, I don't know if I went too long with the sis. But I saw that you were working on, and I don't know if it was you editing your guys' next music video, but do you edit all the videos?
Oh, no, that's Sarah, the violinist. She studied videography in college for a couple semesters, and so for this new album that we just released, we decided that we were going to make a music video for every song on it ourselves. So we've been working on that, and we have several done already. The Freckles video that you saw, that's on TMT Pier right now on national television, and we're working on a couple others. We're probably going to shoot one as well while we're here in Nashville, but she's a incredible videographer and great editor. She spent a lot of time doing that.
Did she do the Freckles video?
She did, yeah. We had our friend Jake and Annie help out shoot the performance footage, but she shot all the story footage and she edited the entire thing.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to embed that video on the blog so people can see that video, because I went and I saw it and I loved it. It was very, the imagery reminded me somewhat of like a pixie style-esque, you know, fairy tale, like mood, you know?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it was just supposed to, you know, represent, the beauty of this little girl, you know, who, I think, it's really representational of the story that's going on in the song. You know, she doesn't quite realize how beautiful she is just as a little girl, but she's got this crush on the farmhand, and she thinks she needs to grow up and be this beautiful adult. You know, to find love, but in the end, you know, the girl that's actually in love with the farmhand reaches out to her and, you know, kind of helps her along the way, and so you see them having, like, tea at the end of the story, and you realize, like, sometimes the love that we're looking for isn't always the love that we need, but we always end up getting the love that we need, and it was I loved how this storyline for that one fleshed itself out. As Sarah was working on it, I think it's really beautiful.
Well, let's hear that song, and we're going to have more with my guest, Eva, right here on The Playlist.
shows up in pretty shoes, and you both skip away.
Everybody, this is Eva from Shell. If you like what you're listening to, make sure to check out our website, shellmusic.com, and that's Shell with one L.
Go tell my friends I fell again. They'll lift me up and set my broken wings to the wind. Sure, you never meant to be so cruel. Your kindness just betrayed a like mine. Dead fool. Go tell my friends I'm leaving town. They'll help me find a place where memories won't bring me down. The days when only silence rules. I said made me sound like a fool. You look with your eyes, but you can't see where you stand. Love with hope is the hardest dream. Tell my friends I fell again. They'll lift me up and set my broken wings to the wind. I'm sure you never meant to be so cruel. Your blindness just betrayed a like-minded fool.
And that was Like-Minded Fool by my guest Eva, who is in Shell, S-H-E-L, and that's shellmusic.com. And what I liked about your guys' name is I noticed that it represents each of the first letters in your name, right?
It does, yeah. Glad you caught on with that.
Yeah, yeah. At first, I was like, why Shell? Why not the extra L? Do you not love the extra L? And then I noticed in your names everything, and then I put it all together, and I was like, oh. Who thought of that concept? Was that just something that just came organically, or did you have another name in mind?
You know, we've had this conversation a few times because we actually came up with the name when we were 10. And we can't remember. There's a consistent argument going on if it was Sarah who originally had the idea, or if it was Hannah. But whoever did, we were really big into acronyms at that time, so it just kind of stuck.
What is really cool, too, is I saw another video, and I'm going to put this as well on the blog and on the show notes. Now, what's this about Liza beatboxing?
She is our little, we call her the favorite, because not only is she the favorite among the sisters, but she's the favorite everywhere we go. She has this incredible polyrhythmic ability that we discovered when she was really, really young. She actually started out on the harp when she was 6 and, you know, went through the harp phase of, like, tiny harp, big harp, huge harp, and we three older siblings would have to carry it around for her. But at one point, she was tapping on the soundboard, and my mandolin teacher at the time went up to my folks and was like, you know, I think Liza is naturally polyrhythmic. You should maybe consider getting her a drum. So they got her a djembe. From there, she went to a drum kit, and from there to beatboxing, and she just rocks at all those things. So she's never had a lesson on any of those, on djembe or drum or beatboxing. She just can do it. So she has some incredible natural ability.
Have you guys thought about incorporating that into a song or perhaps your next album?
We did it on an older song. We incorporated it in the live performance a lot, and definitely going to have some more on the next album.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and allowing us to play your music. I really appreciate it. And for more information on the band, go visit them, shellmusic.com, and that's S-H-E-L music.com. Thank you so much, Eva.
Thank you, Shell. I really appreciate it.
Down, close your eyes, sleeping on a golden bed, cold as she really gone. dragon came down.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@enterthesshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.